So good evening to you, sisters and brothers, saints and sinners, children of God. I love the story of the road to Emmaus because we've got these two people who we've never been introduced before in the Bible, Cleopas and the other one, because we don't know who this person is either. And I'm sure the Roman Catholics have a tradition as to exactly who they were, and they've named them and everything, but it's not found in Scripture, at least not the Scripture that we have. Maybe the names are forgotten to us. And it really doesn't matter because, coming on the heels of Mary and the other people that Jesus appeared to, I mean, this is like, again, Jesus is appearing to some people who immediately, upon realizing who he is, believed and understood. But this is a progression of coming to believe. And it's interesting because, you know, last Sunday's text was Thomas, and blessed are those who have not seen but who have come to believe. And again, we have this instance of these two men who are walking down the road, and they come upon this stranger who they don't know at all. And I don't know why Jesus would not appear immediately as who he's supposed to look like, but, you know, maybe they were just refusing to recognize him in who he was and who he was standing there. But they're coming, and the first thing they said is, oh my God, you know, Jesus, who was supposed to save us from our fate, from the Israel, you know, who was supposed to save the nation of Israel and make us, and he died. You know, he died instead, and you know. But the women who were at the tomb said that they saw him.
Fake news.
Yeah. Oh, fake news, right. Fake news.
All fake news.
And we don't know what to believe or what to think, but, you know, there's just so much going on. And who are you that you just haven't heard any of this? So when he finally does break bread with them, they suddenly see who he is. And I want to take this out, you know, because, you know, we can be walking along and not see the Jesus walking next to us. We can be walking along and not realize that the person that we're talking to is filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with Jesus. And we just, you know, they're a stranger to us. And what does that mean when we, who are disciples, who are followers of Christ, don't see Christ among us? And what does it take for us to see Christ among us? Well, I mean, for these individuals, now, I mean, there's some very strong symbolism here. For them, what they needed to see Christ among them was to have Christ himself break the bread for them and share the wine. And then they knew who he was, and then he vanished from their sight. But for us, do we have to sit down at the table and eat with people before we see who they are? Do we have to be hospitable to them? Do we have to share our meal with them before we understand that this is Christ in the world among us? And do we have to do that in order to be Christ in the world to other people, that they might recognize the Christ in us? And so these are, you know, some things that this text brings up to me, for me, I really, you know, these post-Easter, post-resurrection Sundays are really wonderful time in Scripture, you know, with the appearances of Jesus. And in a few weeks, we'll have Good Shepherd Sunday. And then, you know, all sorts of stuff that we don't find the rest of the year that we realize, you know, those that time that Jesus, the 50 days, what we call it, the 50 days between the time that Jesus, the resurrection happened and the time of the ascension, which is when Jesus was brought up into heaven, and all these appearances to the women and to Thomas and to Cleopas and his friend and to the 12 and to the many people. And then Jesus ascends, and we have to see him in each other because he's ruling over us. We are living in his kingdom, and that's good news, I think. Amen.